Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Andre Reich, the Executive Vice President of Standard International Group, a New York City-based boutique financial advisory firm that focuses on revitalizing critical infrastructure projects across the U.S. Municipal, Caribbean, and West Africa. Mr. Wright brings a decade of Wall Street experience and over 30 years of financial advisory and investment banking expertise to some of these regions' most pressing infrastructure problems. And Mr. Wright, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Certainly appreciate your time, Mr. Wright, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us about yourself and your mission as Executive Vice President and founder of Standard International Group.
Great. Yes, we founded Standard International Group back in 1996. I grew up in Joliet, Illinois, the Chicagoland area. Went from there to Morehouse College to play on a tennis scholarship. Left there and spent 10 years on Wall Street at Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. And our mission is to bring about positive change, and particularly to those areas that are overlooked, both in the U.S. domestic market, municipal market that is, as well as the Caribbean.
Outstanding. Now, what is the typical project lifecycle for financial advisory and revitalizing critical infrastructure projects?
Well, when you look at the group of projects that we work on, that can be airports, airlines, cruise ports, asset sales, power, LNG, et cetera, mainly capital improvement projects. The average time to completion from concept to opening, that's groundbreaking, can range anywhere from 2 to 3 years. We have built our advisory services around essential that for economic growth. We help government groups who struggle to move projects forward that are often unable to do so. So by hiring us, our number one focus is to get the project done, and we go through a process. That process is commercialization first, as then secondly, it would be the financing.
Yeah, certainly do appreciate your input there, and it does help us understand the turnaround and the expectation there. Now, you're based in New York City, but work on projects across the U.S., municipal, Caribbean, and West Africa, as we mentioned. How are you uniquely positioned to handle these kind of projects?
From a global perspective, New York has been and still is considered the financial capital of the world, and in particular in the United States. So for markets we serve in the Caribbean and West Africa, we travel to those countries. I've lived in some of those countries for extended periods of time. So an understanding of the culture and some of their nuances and needs enables us to have a competitive advantage over some of others that have not had that experience, combined with 30 years of going back and forth, particularly to the Caribbean and certain countries in West Africa.
Certainly interesting information, and we are very thankful for what you're doing in these regards and for joining us here today. We are joined by Andre Wright, Executive Vice President of Standard International Group, a New York City-based boutique financial advisory firm that focuses on revitalizing critical infrastructure projects across the U.S., municipal, Caribbean, and West Africa. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, working in association with the Financial Channel, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, I understand you recently completed a $193 million in financing for St. Martin's Princess Juliana International Airport Terminal Reconstruction. Can you tell us about this project and its importance here?
Sure. We've been working in St. Martin since 1999, including the hurricane recovery, post-9/11 infrastructure issues, and now for the airport terminal reconstruction. We completed last year, 2019, $193 million in financing for the airport terminal reconstruction, which included a combination of insurance, institutional investment, and government loans. So on behalf of the airport operating company, we advised on $50 million loan from the European Investment Bank, a $50 million grant from the World Bank that was via the St. Martin Trust Fund that was established by the Kingdom of the Netherlands. So for a total of $100 million investment capital, combined with $22 million from the government of St. Martin in the form of liquidity, we were able to complete that project to set alongside $71 million of insurance proceeds from the Hurricane Irma claim. In that case, we brought in Willis Towers Watson to serve as the insurance advisory provider.
Yeah, thanks for getting into some of those details on that great accomplishment there. Thank you for that. Now, how can decision makers secure financing and solutions for infrastructure problems?
From our perspective, decision makers must know that it isn't just their political dream. They need buy-in from all stakeholders, and the project must have long-term sustainable impact on the community. You're always going to have naysayers, but once you have community buy-in, it's easier for the market to understand why it's important. If a group of people are against it, whether it be labor unions, environmentalists, or retirees, it can be damaging. People tend to speak loudly, so investing in better infrastructure, solutions for climate change, and well-being of local communities is a major priority across the Caribbean region. But it is also a difficult process. Decision makers should find a financial advisory partner with significant history and strong track record in the region. And those advisors should have comprehensive financial analysis, local knowledge, industry expertise, with a focus on creating successful outcomes. We believe that we create and share those opportunities with those communities and deliver to global investors, whether that be equity capital or debt capital, at reasonable rates of return while meeting the requirements of the local community.
Mr. Wright, really appreciate this fine report and, again, the impact that you're having not only in the U.S. but in these other areas mentioned, such as the Caribbean and West Africa. Keep on doing what you're doing. If listeners wanted to get more information on the Standard International Group, where's the best place to get further details?
Yes, you can contact us via website. There is a contact form. The website is www.sig-usa.com.
And, of course, listeners, you can pick up that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Again, Mr. Wright, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Andre Wright, the Executive Vice President of Standard International Group, a New York City-based boutique financial advisory firm that focuses on revitalizing critical infrastructure projects across the U.S. Municipal Caribbean and West Africa. And for all the details, visit SIG-USA.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.